Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my Christian and Muslim audience. Welcome back to our program. Today, we are continuing discussing the important topic of the problem of the sinful nature that we all have. We all have sinful nature. And the Bible confirmed this fact in Romans 3, verse 23. We read, for all people have sinned. And the prophet David, Dawood in Arabic, said, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. We read his words in Psalms 51, verse 5. Psalms is referred to as Zabur in the Quran, which is the writings of the prophet David. In Arabic, it's called the Mazamir. David also prayed, do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. Psalms 143, verse 2. And of course, the Quran confirms this fact and agree with the Bible that all people are sinners. The Quran states the human soul is certainly prone to evil. And Muhammad said, you read that in the Hadith, Muhammad said in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 4, number 501, Satan circulates in the human mind as blood circulates in it. Muhammad also said, Adam's every son is sinful. The reference is Sunan ibn al-Majah, volume 5, number 4251. Sunan ibn al-Majah. So, this is a fact. We are all sinners, according to the Bible and the Quran and the Hadith. And even acknowledge Muslim leaders like Imam Khomeini at his inauguration as president of Iran on September 4, 1985, made some comments on man and said, if the whole world is gathered and given to him, he will not feel satisfied. You see that the mighty who have great power seek more power. Arrogance should be stopped, and ego should be controlled in everything. The downfall of man is that he wants absolute power, the power of God. Khomeini confirmed his point by further saying, you should pay attention, and all of us should pay attention to the fact that man's calamity is his carnal desires. And this exists in everybody. And it is rooted in the nature of man. Well, we don't agree with everything Khomeini said, but certainly there is some truth in some of his statements. Okay? And we tell Muslim theologians, if people are essentially pure, like many of them claim, they claim that man is pure, the human nature is pure, born innocent, and just the circumstances of life makes it impure and makes people sin. We disagree. It is man's sinful nature that is the problem. Otherwise, how can we ignore all the evidence that proves the opposite? Those who teach that man is a fundamentally good and pure creature are not teaching the truth, my Muslim friends. No, I encourage you, my dear Muslim friend to examine the evidence. And if you know any Muslim person, you can invite him to hear our programs because we give facts and evidence that all of us have a sinful nature. We have a sinful problem and we need a savior. Muslims ask, what is sin? Sin is disobedience to God by committing acts against his will. And it begins with evil thoughts. Jesus said, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person. We read this in Matthew 15, verses 19 to 20. Jesus taught us that it is far more important to be clean on the inside than on the outside. Matthew 23, verses 25 to 28. The Bible explains that the root of all sin is selfishness. Sin is a condition of our human nature that is not in harmony with the will of God. We don't always do what God wants us to do, and we do things that God does not want us to do. When we hurt ourselves, we sin because God owns our life. The unfortunate reality is that human nature's tendency to sin is a compelling force. Obviously, it is naive to think that people are basically good and pure, like some Muslim scholars teach. If sin is merely a choice that a person makes, then why is no one able to keep a promise to God to do all according to his will? If sin is just merely a choice. If sin is merely just a choice that a person makes, why no one is able to submit his life always to God and obey God perfectly? Because no one is able to do that. I am sure you would agree that no one is able to live up to a perfect commitment and never sin again. Okay? So we have a problem, and my friends, only the Bible provides the solution to our sinful nature and to the problem of sin that exists within us. And if you ignore what Jesus said, you will remain in your sinful condition, and you will die in your sinful condition, and you will have to face the judgment of God. Jesus said, unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die in your sin. We read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 8. And Jesus also said, I am the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved. My friends, right now, I offer to you the solution that Jesus offers to all sinners, including me and you. I invite you to put your faith in Jesus, that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins. I invite you to take a step of faith. I invite you to repent and tell God, God, forgive me. I don't want to live in disobedience to you anymore. God, I don't want to live to be controlled by sin anymore. God, I believe in Jesus, that you sent him and he paid the penalty for all the sins I committed and I will ever commit. He died to pay the penalty for everything wrong I did. Jesus, I believe in you. You are my savior. I open my heart to you. Thank you, God, for loving me and not leaving me to die in my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My Audience, if you pray this prayer, contact me. I am here to serve you. I would love to rejoice with you.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you.
Peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.